You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. For those of you who don't know and who don't listen regularly, this is my once a week where I try and do 15 to 20 minutes of what you might consider a bit of a garden, green, outdoors related radio show, for want of a better description. On that note, the reason why I say radio shows, number one, I don't really listen to gardeners on the radio because I don't know of any who speak on the radio. I mean, no offense to anyone, I just don't know of any radio shows or any gardeners who are on who maybe put a different spin or speak in a different way. I don't know. If you're listening to this podcast, you'll probably grasp what I'm saying. Because I'd say you're of that demograph where you'd get what I'm talking about. I mean, I work for a living, so, and I don't sit around on a Saturday afternoon doing nothing. I've, you know, there's a wife and a child and a dog and a hens there and a garden and, you know, houses need things done. So the whole thing on the podcast is I can listen to this at any time I want. No, well, I can't because I'm speaking it, but you can. You get what I'm saying? Look, if you're looking for, if you want to get in touch with me, shall I phrase it, I am on info@donneganlandscaping.com, or as I said, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. I'm also on twitter.com/Donegan Gardens. But this week on the blog, it's been an interesting week because there's been a nice article up there on Scott's Weed All. Scott's Weed All is the product. The reason I chose to write about it is because Weed All is the brand name, but the active ingredient or the main ingredient tends to change quite regularly. Scott's, surprisingly, possibly to those who are Irish, also own Shamrock Moss Peat. I don't know whether it can be called Irish Moss Peat anymore. I'm sure it can if it's Irish Moss Peat, but it's not actually Irish owned. So that's why. No offense to them, each their own. I've done a post this week also on I Need a Something. I do need a something, I just don't know what that something is. And there's where the problem lies. There was a suggestion of elderberry wine from Philip. I thank you for that, Philip. But I like my brain cells exactly where they are. Yeah, it's my sense of humour. I'd put a smiley there if I could. Greenpeace, yeah, they did. They acted like a bunch of tugs this week. They may be Greenpeace, and I can understand why. BP don't have the variants reported of 40 to 50 protesters, activists, whatever you want to call them. I call them tugs. The main reason, because the guys diddled with the safety switches for the fuel pumps that the emergency services use. Okay, it's a big deal. It's a big, big, big deal. And in a world gone mad, or in that 1% chance going not according to plan, that one could have easily backfired. Bad PR stunt. And like I said, if a guy is standing there with a dunce's hat on and you kick him in the bottom, he may still be a dunce, but you kicked him in the bottom. You should have just left them. They were fine. They were fine as they were. They were fine. Just, you should have just left them. That's my tuppence on it, but what you did was pure and utter tuggery. If I did that to a Texaco petrol station or a Shell petrol station, it's wrong. And it's wrong, again, to reiterate it. No, nothing. I don't mind Greenpeace saving the whales or doing the Chernobyl gig. Fair play, and you highlight that and you do good work. But on this one, you got it wrong. Full stop. There you are. It's up in the blog. Go disagree or agree. It's up to you. On a nicer note, Ladies View in Killarney. An amazing part of town. If ever you're going to come to Ireland, there's a beautiful town where I live called Ballybottle. It's kind of farmlandy, you know, near enough to the sea, but it's not. Ladies View in Killarney is, you can take your Joints Causeway, you can take the Great Barrier Reef, you can take your Monaco Casino, and you can all kiss my ass. This is, without shadow of a doubt, one of the few places I would sit without sleeping for day after day after day after days. Get the kids, put them in the Partridge Family bus, go for a picnic. You will not be disappointed. If you've been there, take a look, flick on, let me know. If you haven't, you should go. The .conf is my next blog post this week. And the .conf was a gig that I did with Bernie Goldback. And also, yeah, Mark Rock. Mark Rock, who's the CEO of Audioboo, which is the piece of technology that I'm speaking to you through. National College of Ireland, they did it in association with the IIA. And we did two talks. The three of us did two talks. It's an interesting story. I do like Emily Tully's take on it, which is from a marketing point of view. And again, from talking to Emma and Derek, with no budget in place, they really did do something extraordinary, without a shadow of a doubt. On top of that, an amazing day. But Emily's article will actually give it to you via a marketing standpoint. But if that day had gone wrong, do you get me? The marketing would have been flawed. Start to finish, top to toe, great. Can't complain. No bothers at all. Bulabus. Standing ovation for what was achieved. Interesting snippets this week. Ah, yes. From Orla Farrell and Hugh Green. Ireland have abstained from the vote on human right to water. Interesting reading. I shall not comment any further on it. I'll leave that to you. There's a health warning, inverted commas, over duck eggs. From reading the article, I think we're back to the old adage of health warning over duck eggs. You read the article, it says cook them properly. One second, mouthful of coffee. Oh, that's needed. Yep. So, but I'll let you read the article. I'm not an EU directive. I'm just a guy doing the podcast. Dina, Curly Dina. This is the coolest ecological business card ever. I've heard business cards announced, I've heard announcements that it's eco-friendly, and you get there and you're going, negative. It's not. It's a sales pitch. It's a bad marketing ploy. It's a something. This is the coolest idea ever for a business card. We do something similar with our envelopes. We recycle them. These guys are saying your business card can be anything you fairly much want. You should check it out. Thanks, Dina. I really do appreciate that because it's really, really cool. Nick McGivney, I got a link from Nick. It was on the Dublin Bike Scheme. I do have a Dublin Bike Scheme card. If you don't know what the Dublin Bike Scheme is, I'll throw the link up for it again. But they basically added another 100 bikes to the Dublin Bike Scheme. As far as I'm aware, I'm open to correction on it, Nick. But is this the most successful bike scheme in Europe? Is it? As far as I'm aware, I think there's three gone missing for however long it's been. It's somewhere low figured around that number. Other than that, the Landscape Juice, Phil, he's given me a link on the New York Botanical Gardens, and they're on the verge of going 100% pesticide free. Nice story, actually. And finally, straight from the European Union, it's to do with the whole organic thing. I'm not going to go too long into it. But it's to do with the labelling and all that stuff. I really don't want to go back into this one, but I'll let you take a look, see what you think. I did put out, as I usually do, a message saying, are there any green events on the horizon? Frank from the Sunday Times. Hi, Frank Fitzgibbon. Frank has a wry sense of humour. Frank sent me a message back saying Eamon Ryan cleaning his composter, John Gormley recycling, and Dan Boyle tweeting. Probably. You're probably right. And Billy Waters, you're probably right too, mate, because that has actually got zilch to do with the environment. to an extent, you know, but still made me smile, and that's the most, that smile is probably, yeah, the most I've ever got from any of our Green ministers ever. Niall O'Kane, Niall, you're a girl. I said to you, boots for the garden. I assume you went to Boots the Chemist. I meant the ones with laces, mate. That's why you get girly blisters on your hands, not man blisters. Man blisters, I got that scar when I was in the Trojan War. Oh, I scratched my leg. I jumped off a tree. Yeah, well, because I'm a man. And I just watched the A-Team video. Yeah, I had my boots on. You went to Boots. You're a really good DJ, Niall. A really, really good DJ. Pardon my sense of humour. So I don't know if there is anything happening this weekend from a Green point of view. What am I going to be doing in my garden this weekend? Mouthful of coffee first, and I'll tell you. God, that's good coffee. I make good coffee. If you're in Ballybohol, track me up. I'll make you a pot and you can disagree with me. But it's pretty good stuff. What am I going to be doing in the garden? Well, to be honest with you, the weather has been playing havoc recently. It's been kind of humid, clammy. Growth of the grass seems to be have been quite forced. I cut it midweek in the evening time. But it was soggy, wet underneath. And then I gave it another cut and I went the other way. But I just moshed like wet grass into wet soil. And I'm looking at the clouds and my hair's gone wavy. And for those of you who follow the podcast, you'll know what wavy hair means. It's going to rain. And so I need to give it another cut because the dry bits are just sitting on top and now the other grass is trying to go through it, and then I'm going to end up with bald patches. And I got like nieces and nephews coming over now in a couple of weeks' time, and I can't have bad grass. I can only have bad grass and they're gone. You know, need to make sure there's stuff in the glass house as well, that kind of thing. So I want to cut the grass, but I also want to take it easy because, you know, when I was up in Our Lady's View in Killarney, you know, I find it hard to slow down. From a brain point of view and from an active point of view, you know, I mean, I eat well. I've got a great figure. But I eat well. I mean, like, so yesterday I went out to work. I'd got 3 eggs from the hens. They were boiled the night before. The apples aren't just about ready on the trees, but I did have some frozen berries which I threw into a lunchbox and I ate them as well. After that, it was like homemade brown bread. You get the gist of what I'm saying. Some salad leaves in another bowl, just wrapped in cellophane with some oil and vinegar. It sounds very, you know, delish and exclusive, but the reality is it's cost Sweet Fanny Adams. It's fairly much, or as close as you'll get to, free. On the hen note, I locked them out. I locked the hens out of the shed overnight last night, and they seem to have stopped brooding. They laid one egg outside, but she stopped brooding inside, which is a good thing. So, and that's a funny thing actually about that, because no, as I said before, no gardening book that I have in my library, in my arsenal, my favourite team as well, but no gardening book actually notes about brooding hens. None of the ones that I have, anyway. And I often wonder, the people who write these books or articles or whatever the case may be, do they just read another book and stick in a chapter? Or do they actually own the hens and say, well, hold on a sec, this is what actually happens as you're going along? I wonder that. Anyhow, look, that's not meant to be in a bad way. It's just the fact that it's never mentioned, or I've never seen it mentioned, if you understand me. The other thing I want to do this weekend is I want to go play pitch and putt in Ballybohol. I've been meaning to go for a long time. Patricia, a client of mine, gave me 2 golf clubs, so I've never played before. I did have one ball, then I lost it, then I had no balls. I had no balls previous. And then Ronnie said he'd loan me some balls, so it seems I have balls to play pitch and putt with. So that is kind of... I think it's... Do you get what I'm saying? I think it goes back to, and again, I'll say it again, it's the ladies' view gig. It's out and about in the great outdoors, but it's not actually physically toiling labour. It's relaxing in the head. And that's the bit where I'm unsure of whether I'll be able to achieve that through playing pitch and putt. Or will I end up like looking at the trees being critical? And I tried playing golf once before. I think I left after the second hole and went for a cup of coffee and then went home. It's a bit, you know, I find it very hard. I end up looking at the grass and going, oh, for God's sake, do you use that type of sand or that type of seed? You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So like I said, my apple trees are nearly in. I'm looking forward to that. We've got like freezers brimmed with stuff. There's like rhubarb there in the freezer. Got another crop of rhubarb on the way. The berries are gone. I'm waiting for them to come back. Didn't get too many raspberries this year. No. I've been eating a lot of potatoes recently as well. But I still haven't cropped my own. Mainly because I'm waiting to get through the potatoes that I actually got for free because of living in Ballybottle. So that's it, folks. I'm not going to hold you up anymore. Thanks for listening. I think there's a lot of information in there. I would like to say, though, a nice note of thanks to Bernie Goldbach and Mark Rock. Said it before, say it again. Number one, gentlemen, and number two, extremely easy to work alongside. And I think we did ourselves quite proud. You know, I mean, if you two were talking on gardening, standing beside me, you might think you did extremely well, and I might say, not a chance, boys. You know, I think we did good. I enjoyed it. It was a good day. It was a good day. And I think the posts, at least the ones that we've written, I think we did good, you know. So I'm going to go and finish this mug of coffee that I have. I'm going to hope that the rain holds off. It's a bank holiday weekend in Ireland as well. I'm going to try and take it easy. Comments, thoughts, hit the blog, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and leave us a note. Other than that, as I said, you'll find me on audioboo.fm/Donegan Landscaping or twitter.com/Donegan Gardens. You can also email me. info@DonneganLandscaping.com. Have a great weekend, folks. In the words of my good friend Bernie Goldbach. Bye for now.